Because a free trial offer is going to lead to a sale, right? Okay, but what can you offer to that person beyond that sale that can make you even more money? That's called the back end, all right? So, with that said, we're going to go into the world of social media and referral marketing. It's a whole new world in referral marketing. I've taught referral marketing since the year 2000. And just in the past 5 years, it has radically changed. And the ones who are taking advantage of social media are the ones who are really winning in the referral game. So, you guys strap in. We are going to give you these PowerPoints so that you have them, okay? So don't worry about taking rabid notes, but just kind of note some stuff. You will want to take some notes, okay? So first of all, I want to lay some foundational principles. Okay, what are the three steps to getting referrals? Planting, and what is planting? Planting is meeting new people and building your network of people that know you. Bless you. That's what planting is, right? You gotta have a large network of people that know you. Second thing is nourishing, and that is staying in touch with the people inside your network. You know how relationships are developed? The same way you developed a relationship with your spouse. You went on a date, and what's the first thing you did on that date? What? What was that? Did you say kiss? No. I'm hard of hearing. Oh, drink. Well, that could be the first part of a relationship. Just saying. Right. So what you probably did is you probably went to lunch or to a dinner and just talked. Talking is how relationships are formed. You guys understand that? Talking is how relationships are formed. If you had two couples in a 30-day period, one couple didn't talk, the other couple talked every day, usually couple B, the ones that talked every day, are going to have a better relationship. I mean, some guys would probably disagree with that, but all the girls would agree with it, right? You got to communicate. And so, I want you to ask yourselves right now, how often are you communicating with your network? And when I mean network, I mean your customers, your prospects, your friends, and even your family members. How often are you communicating with them? If you're not communicating with them very often, then how can you have a relationship with them? You can't. So that's why Howard talks so much about follow-up, follow-up. Follow-up is communicating. And the last thing is harvesting. You know, you could have a great relationship with somebody and you probably get some referrals. But in my experience, if you don't remind them that referrals are important to you, sometimes you won't get referrals, even though you have good relationships with people. You've got to remind them somehow, all right? And they can be super subtle. In fact, just like on Facebook, telling them what you do is a reminder for referrals in a very subversive way. I don't even know if that's a word for it, but in a very underlying way, when they know what you do and they like you, it's kind of like reminding them that referrals are important to your business only because they know what you do. So they're top of mind, or you're top of mind with them. And I want to go over this little model, because this is important, because this is how you develop relationships. Everybody has an emotional bank account. Where did I get that from? Covey. Stephen Covey, right? Everyone has an emotional bank account. In fact, what's your name, Megan? Megan, you and I have an emotional bank account. It's pretty rock bottom.